That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Hired Dr. Roller, the pest controller, to get rid of Abner's mouse friend, Clyde, who has caused a good deal of damage in the store. By sending Abner off on a false grocery order yesterday, Lum managed to get Dr. Roller to set up his patented trap without Abner's knowledge. So confident was Dr. Roller that he would catch the wily mouse that he told Lum if he failed, he would not only return the regular fee of $5, he would also give Lum $100. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, have you ever laid awake at night wondering just when sleep would come along to cut short those long hours?
I certainly have, Jane. Those long, sleepless hours seem to stretch into eternity.
Yes, I know they do. Now, when you experience one of those occasional nights, try Miles Nervine. It's a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which may sometimes keep you awake.
Oh, that's just what I want.
Well, of course it is. You see, Miles Nervine has been making good in thousands of homes for almost 75 years. Use it next time you're jittery and cranky.
I suppose, Gene, I can get Miles Nervine in any drugstore?
Oh, yes. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. And Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. Just remember, for a good sleep when you're wakeful and restless from nervous tension, it's Nervine you want. N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner walking to work. Lum is trying to break the news of Clyde's fate to his partner.
Listen. Well, now, Miss, it's awful thorny of you to come over and walk to work with me this way, but I still don't see what your idea is.
No, I don't know. Just thought it'd be nice, sun shining and all. Beautiful morning, ain't it?
Well, yeah, the morning's all right, but you never did do this before on beautiful morning.
Well, that ain't no reason for not doing it now.
What is it you want, Lum?
Oh, Abner, don't be suspicious. You think everything I do's got an interior motive behind it. If a fellow wants to walk to work with his business partner on a nice sunshiny morning, he ought to be able to do it without being inspected or something, oughtn't he?
In this case, no. Now, what is it, Lum?
Well, if you're going to take that altitude, I'm sorry I done it. I'll just walk by myself.
Well, now, wait a minute. No, now, come on back here, Lum. Well, don't walk so fast. I can't keep up with you. Look like a bunch of Indians going to town. Now, walk back here with me. And just don't say anything like that no more.
All right.
I'm glad you come over as far as that goes, Lum. Fact is, I'm glad to have somebody walk along with me just in case I fall down.
Fall down?
Yeah, after that trip I made last night out to the Johnson's place with that sack of flour on my back, I thought I weren't never going to be able to walk another step as long as I live.
Oh, that.
Oh, doggies, that just dead blame near ruined me. And here's another peculiar thing. After I got out there with that flyer, Miss Johnson claimed she never ordered it.
She did, huh?
What'd you send me out there for, Lum? You were trying to get me out of the store for some reason, now, weren't you? Fess up.
All right, so I made a mistake on a grocery order. Everybody makes mistakes once in a while. It's human.
I don't think that was no mistake.
I'm human.
Well, it sure wasn't human what you done to me. You just want to get me out of the store for the afternoon. She just wanted to get shut of me. I could have thought of a lot of easier ways than to have me walk 3 miles out there and back.
Well, I'm sorry for you had to make that trip for nothing. What'd you do with that sack of flour?
Well, I ain't sure what happened to the flour.
Ain't sure?
No, see, on my way back, why, it got too heavy for me to carry any longer, so I started dragging it. And by the time I got home, I looked around and, well, all I had left was a sack. But it ain't much good with the bottom wore out of it.
You mean you wasted all that flour?
Well, I thought it kept getting lighter all the time, or I was getting stronger once.
Don't you know it's a downright sin to waste any food nowadays?
Well, it was your fault, Lum. You was the one that sent me out there. Now, why did you do it? What did you want to get me out of the store for?
Well, there was a little reason for doing that, shorter.
That's,
I did sort of want to walk town with you and tell you something, though.
Here we go.
Ain't much, though. Nothing important, actual.
Oh, no, no.
Hardly worth mentioning, even.
All right, now, Lum, just stop beating around the bush. What'd you do? Did you trade the store for a peanut stand?
No. You sure are card, Ed.
Don't change the subject. What did you do to the store?
I never done nothing to the store. Honest and ever. I'll tell you this, though. I saved us a lot of money.
Uh-oh.
Later on, you thank me for doing what I done.
What do you mean, later on?
Well, walk up here with me so I can talk
to you. All right, I ain't no hurry. I want to hear this.
Sometimes it's hard to see right away why something's a good thing.
Big, long legs.
The fact is, it might even seem bad right at first, but then later on, when you forget about later on, you can see that it was the best thing to do for all parties concerned. You have to take the long view.
So you must have did something terrible.
No, I never. Let me put it this way, Adam. If you make your living by running the store and something's causing you damage, something like, well, say, animals.
Animals?
Yeah, little ones. No count ones. Oh. Can you think of any like that?
No, not offhand. Hippopotamus, reckon you'd call... No, he wouldn't call them little. They're no count, though.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have no hippopotamuses running around the store.
Well, if they were, they'd sure do damage, I'll say that. Lum, you ain't got a hippopotamus in the store, have you?
No, of course.
Lum, Edders, you look me square in the eye.
No, don't be silly. What would I want with a hippopotamus?
That's what I want to know.
Be a nuisance around the store.
Well, come on, here's the store. Let's go in and look at it.
Are we here already? Well, listen, Abner, before we go in...
Have you got your key? Wait a minute, I got mine here, I got mine.
Recollect this, Abner. What's been did was done because it had to be did.
Well, that hippopotamus better not be sitting into my rocker. I'll tell you that right now.
Abner, will you listen to me for just a second?
All right, where is he at? Run him out.
Abner, there ain't no hippopotamuses here. Fact is, there ain't no animals left in this store. Leastways, no live ones.
What do you want with a dead hippopotamus?
Oh, for goodness.
Lum, have you lost your reasoning?
Abner, I might just as well come right out flat-footed and tell you. It's the only way you understand it.
Hey, wait a minute. There's Geraldine. She's an animal. She ain't dead.
No, I forgot about the cat. But now, look, and don't go to pieces when I tell you about this. I done it for our own good, yours as well as mine. You know that man that's in town now, Dr. Roller, the pest controller?
You mean that fella coming up out there in front?
Oh, my goodness, is he here already? Well, listen, Abner, why don't you run across the street and see Dick Huddleston or something?
Now, Lon, you ain't going to get shut of me today. I'm going to find out what's going on in here.
Well, all right, but promise me this. Don't go back in the feed room until after I've had a chance to explain something to you.
Now, why don't you want me to go back in the feed room?
Wait a minute. Well, good morning, Dr. Roller.
Well, good morning, Edward. What luck did we have?
Well, I don't know yet. Oh, this is my partner, Abner Peabody. Shake hands with Dr. Roller, Abner.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Abner's the one that's friends with, you know who.
Oh, is that so? Well, come on, Mr. Edwards. Let's go back to your feed room and see if we've caught that mouse.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Well, I'm out. Mouse!
Now, Abner, take it easy.
You
take
mean
it
you're flying?
Abner, don't go flying off in the handlebars. I told you we'd done this for the good of the store. It had to be.
Oh, my, yes. According to the latest figures, the damage caused by mice in the states of Missouri and Arkansas from June 1944 to February 1945 was estimated to be 800.
What had you did with Clyde? Where's he at?
Well, come on, you might as well see for yourself, I reckon. Go ahead, Dr. Rose.
The figures from February 1945 only show a slight increase in damage caused by mice. Of course, with shortages of labor and inefficiency.
If you fellas have did anything to that poor little helpless mouse, I don't...
Well, he's not in this trap. Nor that one, eh?
No, he ain't in this one either. And that's all you said.
Hooray for Clyde, hooray!
Well, now, isn't that strange? These traps have never failed before. I'm better than myself.
Yeah, Clyde's too smart for your dad-blamed old trap.
I just cannot understand it. Never failed before.
I don't think I can understand it. Now, you pick up them traps and get out of here before I throw you.
Abner, for pity's sake, cash up. I hired Dr. Roller to do this job.
Yes, and I'm going to finish it, too. You can depend on me, Mr. Edwards.
Not here, you ain't going to. You ain't going to lay a finger on Clyde.
Abner, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times we've got to get shut up.
Fiddle-faddle.
It's caused us hundreds of dollars worth of damage.
Yes, in 1935, from August to December, in Pennsylvania.
I don't care what happened in 1935. You leave Clyde alone.
You go ahead with your work there, Dr. Roller. Abner's a little upset and don't know what he's saying.
Now, don't you worry. I plan to go after him. I have my reputation to think about. All my work is guaranteed, you know.
Clyde! Hey, Clyde, where are you, Clyde?
Well, what are you going to do next, Dr. Roller? Set some more traps?
No. This case has clearly gone beyond the trap stage. This calls for gas.
Gas?
Yes. I'll get the gas and the apparatus out of my truck. I'll be right back.
Hey, wait a minute. What's he going to do now, Lon?
I don't know exactly.
Clyde, Doggett, I'm going up there and lock the door and not let him get back in this store.
Abner, you ain't going to do no such a
thing. Come to me now, Lon.
Just calm down, Abner. I know how you feel about this, and I don't blame you. I tried to keep you from flying out because I knowed how you'd take it. But we've just got to get you out of that varmint. Just look at them feed sacks there, gnawed to pieces. We just can't afford that.
I'll speak to Clyde about them.
Abner, you're just being silly now, and you know it.
Well, that mouse is smarter than you think.
I know he is. That's the trouble. He's too damn blame smart.
All right, here we are. Yes, this will do the job up in a jiffy.
Wait a minute. What do you got in that milk can, or whatever it is?
This is a tank of lethal gas.
Huh.
And better than myself, never fails, 100% results. Very dangerous to handle, however. Let me warn you right now. Don't strike a match.
Don't strike no matches, huh?
Absolutely not. Here, Mr. Edwards, will you give me a hand? You hold the tank while I hook up the gun.
Yeah, sure. The gun? You ain't going to shoot him, are you?
Now, don't come out, Clyde. If you do, keep zigzagging.
Abner, hey, Sheriff.
All right, we're ready now. I guess we'll try this hole first. Looks like the principal entrance. All right, here we go. And now remember, no matches.
What'll it do if I light a match? Will it ruin it?
Will it? Why, that would ruin everything.
Abner, just behave yourself now. General, speaking about how much of this stuff you... Abner, what are you doing? Put down that match.
I'm saving Clyde's life. That's what I'm doing.
Abner, don't do that.
I'm afraid Abner went to extravagant lengths to save his little friend. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, sometimes it seems that catching cold is just pure bad luck. Well, when you have the bad luck to catch a cold, just remember your ABCs, the Alka-Seltzer ABCs for cold comfort. And here they are. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it to help relieve the feverish ache from head-to-toe fever. Just follow the directions on the package. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, rest warmly, and stay out of draft. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, scratchy throat, which so often goes with a cold. You'll never know what an effective, soothing gargle Alka-Seltzer can be until you try it on your sore throat. So make sure you have plenty on hand. Get a large family package from your drugstore. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. Then follow the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. It's as simple as ABC. And remember, do what you can when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold.